ask a question.
Yeah, hey, Bill, can you talk about Jeff Adams and what he's done?
Sure. You know, Jeff came to us last year, beginning of the year, and in that time, he's worked very, very hard. He's worked hard to learn our system. He's worked hard in the weight room. He's worked hard in conditioning. He's a tough-minded guy. He's a bright guy. He's a lunch pail type of guy. And so, you know, he's earned the right to play a lot of football for us, and that's where he's at right now. You know, we expect him to go out there just like with all those other guys and play well on Sunday.
How's he doing as far as assimilating with your system?
He does a good job, Mark. He's a smart guy. You know, he's a you know those Ivy League grads. Those guys are pretty smart. Other than those guys from Columbia, or he's from Columbia. I'm just kidding. But no, he's a really bright guy. He's done a good job of learning the system and being able to apply it. He plays a lot of different positions. He can play tackle. He can play guard. The only position he doesn't play is center, because he's actually played some tight end for us in the past. So he's a bright guy. He had a good practice today. He was out there, got a bunch of reps. So looks like along with the rest of those guys on defense, and you know, in good spirits, ready to go. Looking forward to playing on Sunday. Yeah, he. You know, I don't know exactly what it is, John, but he's going to miss some time. He's going to miss some time, and you know, he's feel bad for the guy personally. Have a lot of respect for Mike. Mike works very hard. He's been through a lot. Great family guy. Really good pro, but he's probably going to miss some time here. It'll be a function of a lot of different guys, John. You know, it'll be a function of a lot of different guys. We got some pretty versatile inside linebackers that can do a lot of different things, so it'll be different guys. Good, I feel good. I think as far as a rookie's concerned, I think he's come in here and had a really good daily approach, been very consistent. He works hard. He's smart. He's got some good tools for the trade and physical tools. Look, he's going to make his mistakes. He's a rookie. We all understand that, but they're going to be aggressive mistakes. He's an aggressive player.
So in terms of Akeem Dent, what kind of progress have you seen from him since he's come back?
Akeem Dent. Yeah, he's done a good job, Aaron. You know, he's a guy that played a lot of football for us last year. Really a good person, good teammate. He's worked very hard to get back to where he's at now from injury. I thought yesterday's practice, full padded practice, I thought was one of his better practices. Means a lot to us on our defense and on special teams. He's a good guy in the locker room, and we're glad he's on our team. You know, that's a good question, John. I've seen probably a few. You know, I've seen a few plays where he's either had to set the edge in the running game or he's rushed the passer from different positions, dropped into coverage, been able to cut, do different things. And so I've seen a few times where, you know, I feel like – I don't know if he's back is the right term, but I feel like he's in a good place with his injury recovery. And he's ready to play. He's excited about playing.
I'm impressed with his confidence.
He's a confident guy.
In preparation for Kansas City, is speed one of the things you worry about? It seems like they have a lot of speed.
They do. They have a lot of speed. They've got, as you just said, Jamal Charles, Jeremy Maclin, DeAnthony Thomas, Kelsey for a tight end can run. Very athletic guy. So, yeah, we've got a big challenge there with their offense and the things that they can do. And I think one of the things about the first game that's always difficult is you have to expect the unexpected. You're going against a great coaching staff. You know, there's going to be some things in the game that we're going to have to react to and be in good position to make the tackle or make the play, and it's going to be a big challenge for us. Well, I'll say this, John. You know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Bill Belichick, Mr. Kraft, and that whole organization. Tremendous respect. I'll say this too. Some of my best friends coach there, Josh McDaniels, Nick Caserio. I mean, those two guys are two of my closest friends. But at the same time, I'm the head football coach of the Houston Texans. So really, to be honest with you, I'm concerned about is the Kansas City Chiefs and making sure that the guys in this locker room are ready to go. I'm not going to tell you anything other than that because that's the way I feel about their organization. I have a great amount of respect for them and wish them luck tonight and just trying to get our team ready to go. I would say I don't think anything necessarily stands out as a concern, John. I would say that I want this team to be fresh. So that's why we went in the morning. So we're going to meet a little bit here. I don't know where the clock is in here, but we're going to meet around 11:15 here, go over some tape, and then try to get them off their feet this afternoon, have a lighter practice tomorrow in the morning again, a little bit later, be about 9:30. Be out there. We'll meet before practice tomorrow and then get them out of here after practice and get them off their feet. I just want the freshest team possible on Sunday and let these guys go out and play as fast as they can.
What made you, after what you saw last year and did last year, change to this?
I think every year is different. I don't think there was anything that I saw last year. I really don't. I think it was more about gauging this team at this point and how hard they've worked in training camp in the heat and very, very competitive, full-padded practices against the Redskins and then obviously the 23 or 24 practices we had, the meetings, the walkthroughs. I think it's time now to make sure we clean some things up tomorrow and make sure that they get their rest and they're ready to go.
The defense give you the most excitement about this team and the potential that you have now with a healthy JD, presumably a healthy Brian Cushing, and what this defense can do?
Well, I would say this, that I'm excited about this whole team. You know, these guys have worked very hard. They're very competitive. They're good guys. You know, I read some of the things that Brian said yesterday. I think it's a really good locker room. Not sure if the circus is back in town, but it's a really, really good locker room, good bunch of guys that work very, very hard. And so, you know, I'm just really excited for these guys and for this team to be able to go out there and play against an opponent now, you know, for real, you know, in the regular season. It's going to be a big, big challenge. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs are a very good football team, well-coached. You know, you got Andy Reid, you got, you know, Bob Sutton on defense. I mean, you got some top-notch coaches in this league, and we have a ton of respect for them, and it's going to be a big, big challenge. But we're glad it's at home in front of our fans, and we're all very excited for the game. Well, he's come in here, Aaron, and he's made a lot of plays. You know, he's an instinctive guy. He's got good speed. He's got good ball skills. He's picked up our defense pretty fast. He's played in a few defensive schemes, so he kind of has an understanding from a pro level of what we're trying to do here, you know, because he's been a pro for a while. He's been in Houston before, so he's familiar with his surroundings here. And he's been a really good pro, and I respect him for that, and I know he's excited to play. Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. I mean, these guys are two of the best pass rushers, best outside backers against the run in the league. You know, they're athletic. They've got length. They're tough. They have a knack for batting balls. They have a knack for rushing the passer. They're great players. So we've got a big challenge. A lot of guys are going to be involved in it. And we're going to, you know, like I said, have a big challenge on Sunday.